My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.com.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Today, we're going to talk about the pros and cons of batching content. So to give you an example of what batching content means, the way Neil and I record this podcast, we batch about 10 episodes at a time. So we go for about an hour each time and we try to record every single week. Or if, you know, for example, I'm probably traveling next week. So Neil and I will probably batch 20 episodes next week. As an example, if you think about Neil's YouTube channel or my YouTube channel, I haven't been able to record recently, but when Neil does YouTube, he'll batch a bunch at a time. So there are pros and cons to it. And Neil and I wanted to tell you kind of the benefits, what the pros and cons of them, right? So Neil, you want to start first?
Yeah, the biggest one is just more efficient. So if you're doing video, you get everything set up. You go and I record 30 days worth of content pretty much in 3-4 hours per video. And then for podcasting, Eric and I do 10 episodes in roughly 1 hour. And it's just super efficient. You save a lot more time versus us trying to do it every single day. When you're in the zone and you're doing something, it's easier to just continue to be in the zone and just crank out more content than it is to have to restart the next day and then the next day and the next day.
It makes a lot of sense given for this podcast, given Neil's schedule, given my schedule as well. And it's hard to coordinate, right? If Neil and I had to do it every single day, it would be, to Neil's point, very inefficient and it would be unrealistic as well. I want to talk about some of the cons of batching. I think there's a healthy kind of balance here to follow because let's say you batch for 3 months ahead. The problem with that is you actually don't get to talk about the newest trends. It kind of starts to feel robotic, you know, at the end, right? And also you start to lose energy. So let's say I batch record, Neil and I decided to batch 2 to 3 hours of recording, which we used to do, by the way. In the very beginning, we'd record for a very long time. Our energy would start to fade at the end and you could start to see that. And the quality of the episode will also go down. So two cons here. One is you can't talk about the newest trends as much as you'd like to. And also fatigue is a factor.
The fatigue one is easier to solve because you don't have to batch as much. So instead of batching 3-4 hours worth, Eric and I only batch 1 hour's worth and the fatigue doesn't really kick in. But the trend one that is hard to solve, and that to me is the biggest con, which you can't talk about anything that's trending or news oriented or timely, which I think by far is the biggest con, because when you leverage those topics at the right time, you tend to get more traffic. What you can do is if you see something really timely, you can just spot up record right then and there, create the content right then and there and push it out. So that is another option to solve that issue as well.
Yeah. So Jason Calacanis does these emergency podcasts with, he has a bunch of podcasts, one's for the startup world. The other one is called All In with a bunch of kind of A-list investors, Chamath Palihapitiya, David Sachs, David Freeberg, great podcast. They'll do emergency podcasts at times. And that's something perhaps Neil and I can do just to pick up and record, because at that point, if we're hitting on a trend, we get to newsjack the trend and ride the wave. Sometimes we might talk about something that's relevant right now, that's trending right now, that might go in a completely different direction in 2 to 3 weeks, right? So we can actually be way off and it can reflect that, right? So as an example, if Neil and I wanted to talk about kind of the eviction moratoriums, they said they were bringing it back. And then like literally yesterday said, they're taking it away, right? So if Neil and I decided to batch and record and not cover both sides, I think it would also kind of take away from the credibility of this podcast.
So now you have it, the pros and cons of batching. We still recommend that you do batching. It's still better than not doing it overall.
Yeah. So just the healthy balance, right? So you don't want to go too overboard. As some people, again, they'll overbatch for like 3 months ahead of time. I would say the sweet spot might be just being 2 to 4 weeks ahead, and you can kind of get the best of both worlds. So that is it for today. Actually, our live event is coming up. We're going to have amazing speakers such as Vanessa Lau, founder of Morning Brew, founder of Profitwell, founder of Mixmax, a lot of amazing speakers at the live event. And that's happening on September 13th to the 15th. Go to marketingschool.io/live. That's LIVE to learn more about it. Yes, we need to upgrade the page. It's been a while, but check it out. The application's still there, and we will catch you later.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So, Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.